Learning the Sefer Zvam and Stefan and Gimel and Beis. Gemara is finishing the sugya of Nisrcha Alisser. The Gemara brings the machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon by Azar Shishimish B'Shamis and Mamum Shishimish B'Tumah. Rabbi Yosi holds his two Isurim, the Zaris and Shamis, there's Balmum and Tumah. And Rabbi Shimon holds there's only Zaris, there's only Balmum. Because Rabbi Shimon holds the Isur of Shamis can't be chal on the Isur of Zaris, and the Isur of Tumah cannot be chal on the Isur of Balmum. And Rabbi Yosi holds it could because it's an Isur Kailul. Since other malachas of Shabbos are Asr, so Bekel Avedan Shabbos, which is already Asr, becomes Asr. Since Achilas Kachim is Asr to Tame, Bekel also Aveda Bekachim, which is already Asr as Palmum, becomes Asr. The Gemara brought a raya from there. Why did it leave out Zar Sha'achal Malika? There's a raya because that's an Issa Basachas, Rav Shimon's made by Issa Basachas. So in my Akasha, Zar Shishimish B'Shamis, what are we discussing? We're discussing Shechita. Shechita is Ksheri B'Zar. If we're discussing Kabbalah and Halacha, that's just a Tiltu Ba'alma. That's not an Issa Deraisa B'Chlal. And if we're discussing Haktara, Rabbi Yosi holds it's only a Lav, Havar L'Lav Yatzis. So what are we discussing? The Gemara that says Shechita is Perish of Kohen Gadol, according to the man the Amen, that it's Ma'akiv, that only the Kohen Gadol could check. And then the Rav Ashi says that we're not discussing chiyuvim and olavin, we're discussing yisurim. And afkimina l'kayvim ben hashom gemurim. The question is he getting two averus or one averus? So Taisus, the Vemaskal Amr Rav Yosi and the Rishonim ask, what was the Gemara's kasha by zar sheshimish b'shavis? Even if it's alav, the other case also was alav. The Taisus really asked zar sheachal malika. The Rishonim ask it even by Balmum Shishimish B'Tumah. There also there's no Chiyuv Karis, there's no Chiyuv Chatas. It's a lav. So what's wrong if the Zar Shishimish B'Shabbos, the Zar doing Aveda also is a lav? Well, what's wrong if the Shabbos, if Avar Lav Yatzis, and it's only a lav? So Taisus has a whole Cheshbon that even if you say Issa Chal Issa, it's an Issa Kail, but it can't be Chal if it's an Issa Kal and an Issa Chomer. So since Zor doing Avod is an Issa Misi B'dei Shemayim, if Avor is only alive, it's an Issa Kal and Issa Chama. And Taisus goes through all the different cases why you don't have the problem of Issa Kal and Issa Chama, because the other Issa has a Chaymer. But if the old Avor is alive, that will be an Issa Kal and Issa Chama. And that's why it won't be, you won't say Issa Kal and Issa. That was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara says, Eina Chinami. The Chai Gavna, it won't be Chal, it's an Issa Kal and Issa Chama, but the Nafkim, the Shail is only the Gabi Suri Ba'alma. But the Ramban holds, no, the Ramban holds that the Issa Shabbos could be Chal and Issa Zar, even the Chai Ve'lavin, you don't say it's a Kal and Chomer, because since Shabbos Becholius is more Chomer, so even the Chai Ve'lavin of Shabbos also would have that din, that they could be Chal and Issa Kal. So the Ramban and the Rishonim say, and this is Mitzmash and Rashi. Rashi says, Kasal Gadai Techatis Mechayev Lei. The Havana was, since he said Chayev, since he says Mishum Shabbos, the Gemara thought he meant Chatas. So the Shabbos said, why did the Gemara have to answer Lefi the Ramban, Mini Chatas Katani, Lavi Katani? You could say Lavi Katani. We say, we're talking about Lavin. The Shabbos is how many Malkas he get. So he says, Eina Chanavi. The Gemara could have said that, but the Emes not get, because this Gemara holds, Rabbi Yosi doesn't know the Visakal, only Lagame Lakaiv bin Yasham Gemurim. So that's why the Gemara's maskana was that it was also Kaiv bin Yasham Gemurim. Now, when the Gemara says, Zor Shishimish B'Shabbos B'Mai, Ibish Shchita, Shchita B'Zor Ksheira, Rashi says, Ve'en Kan Zoros. You don't have a Chiv of Zoros, because Shchita B'Zor Ksheira. So Rishash is Ma'ir, he should have said there's no Issa altogether, not Enkan Zoris. There's no Zoris and there's no Shabbos. We're talking about a carbon tzibur, which a Kayin could do it on Shabbos. So even though if a Zor would do Akhtara, for instance, Avadi Bichayim for Shabbos also, and that's what we get into Enis Lechal Issa, because Shabbos is only Hutra when it's a Kashur Avaida. When it's a Pasul Avaida like a Zor, you don't say it's Hutra. But if Shechit is Ksheir B'Zor, why shouldn't the Zohar, what's the difference if a Zohar shechs or a Kain shechs? Mein afkemina. So Rishash says, in Rashi's Meduyik HaGavaldik HaChiddush, that even though Shechit is Ksheir, B'Zohar Halacha L'Maisa, you have in the Mesa Mikdash, you have a Talmud to bring, is the Zohar allowed to go and shecht it? on Shabbos. Rashi would hold these oivichil Shabbos. He's mechal Shabbos. He gets a. He doesn't have a isra of zoris because shkita sheir b'zoris is oivichil Shabbos. Now you can't say that the eved the shkita is puzzle. He brings the Gemara in Yuma that the man the omer that ain't kain gadol ma'akev v'shkita is parish kain gadol. Even a zor would be kosher, even though there's an isra malach of yom kippurim. Nice days that's not going to make it puzzle. So that's a big chiddush, that even though the shkita is kosher, but still, there's an aveira of chil Shabbos here. Now, the Rishash already, that some another earlier achron made this deek in Rashi, the same as the Rishash, that Rashi says, the ein kan zoris, the Shara Melech. The Shara Melech, ilchus b'yismidish perek vav alocha yud, it's brought in the Aruch Laner. See, it's going on, Rabbeinu Tam in Ksuvas Dafchav Gimel, was asking a question that by Shvui it's negated to an Issa Skila, because if her son, if she would have a son, and the son would be a Chol, he'll go and work in the base of Mikdash, so it'll be Chol Shabbos, it'll be an Issa Skila. That's what Bein Atam says. So the question he was bothered with is, that if someone doesn't know that he's a Chol, that the Eved Avayd is Kshera. So he brought this Rashi, that even if the Avayd is Kosher, only a Kayin Kosher is allowed to work on Shabbos, it's an Issa Skila, for a chol to work, even though the avayd is kasher, just like a zar, which is kasher for shkita, but it's still called an issa shabbos, an issa skila for him to work. The gemara is kasher is only inkan zars. So the Shara Melech makes the same diuk as the Rishash, and the Aruch Laner brings it here. But the Aruch Laner says he doesn't understand why, if the zar is a light of shecht and it's a kasher avayda, why shouldn't it be mutter for him to mishamish and shabbos? Why would you need dafka kain? And he brings the Chacham Tzvi. Mamish Derech Agav, the Chachan Tzvi, Chelek Alav Sim Mem Dalet. He's bringing a Tshuvah Zerosh that's discussing a certain case, and the Rosh says, in this case, we can assume for sure he's a Kayin, and he writes a Lashon to Mechazik that he's a Kayin. V'imu Zachar, if he's a male, Makav Lagam Mizbech, V'sheichin U'mavir B'Shabbos. He can be Makav on the Mizbech, he can Shech, he can Mavir B'Shabbos, I'm telling you, he's Mamish a Kayin. So the Chachan Tzvi writes in parentheses, that he says he can Shech on Shabbos, it's live dafka, because even if he is Zari, he could shecht on Shabbos. His point is, he can be makter and mavir, that's the main thing, not shechting. So, it's a little bit schwer. The Tshuva Sarash sounds like, if he would not be a kain, he wouldn't be able to shecht on Shabbos. Now, Kabanim, Nachachan Svi, Nemzon, like the Aruch Laner, that what's the problem with the Zari shechting on Shabbos if she does share with Zari? That is a safer machne Ruvain for a Eina Agoy and Svaydi Kadmain, that asks on the Chachan Tzvi from this Rashi. You bother with the Rosh, why is it Sheikh? And Rashi also holds that a Zohar can't Sheikh the Shabbos. He's saying Kan Zoris. Vaisleis is Shabbos. So we have a Tanya de Messiah to the Rishash, we have the Shara Melech, and we have this also the Smach Neruvain, that in Rashi state, that a Zohar can't do a way to see, but even though Shkit is Sheikh the Zohar. Then the Binyan Sian, who is the Aruch Laner, he brings down a gadol that learned the chalice of Tshuva Rosh exactly like this Machle Ruv. In other words, that Tshuva Rosh also is saying that if he's not a kayin, right, by saying that, oh, I'm telling you he's a kayin, if he can be makir on the Mizbech, he can shech the mimavir b'shabbos, you see that if he wouldn't be a kayin, he wouldn't be out the shech, like Rashi. But the Binyan Tzion says what he says here in the Aruch Laner, that what does that mean? Why should it be that way? If Lamaisa, he's a light of shecht, so why can't he shecht the carbon sefer on Shabbos? So he wants to say that maybe Rashi doesn't learn the case of Zohar Shishimish B'Shabbos to the carbon sefer. Maybe it's a carbon yachin. I mean, when the Gemara brought Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara, the Gemara was discussing that maybe the heter of Shabbos applies to everyone, even to a Zohar, even though it's a pasul la'aveda. So he seemed to be talking about carbon sefer. But maybe Rashi wanted to say that same thing about even by a carbon yachin. By carbon yachin, you have the same shayla of Issachal Lissir. But he blames to the Sarachi, and I saw the Shaul Shachuvas Yosef Eimitz is from the Chidon. He brings this Machne Ruvain, and he says, no, the Chayda Machne Ruvain is Shvichtig. He says like the Chachan Tzvi, but the Chidon, in the Sefer Yosef Eimitz, Shaul Shachuvas, he says, he doesn't like the whole Diyuk. He says, when Rashi says, Ein Kan Zoris, his point is, there's no Issa Zoris, and the male is no Issa Shabbos. The Chazen Ish also, in Simon Kuflam and Dal, right, so Sayyid Mesech, he also says that way. He doesn't hold it a Diyuk. The Rishash and the Shara Melech and the Smachli Reuven held it as Diyuk. Ein Kan Zoris means that Rashi is saying there is Chol Shabbos. The Chidah and the Chazen Ish hold, no, Rashi is saying Ein Kan Zoris and Mimela there's no Chol Shabbos. He just says the reason why there's no Chil Shabbos is because there's no Psul Zaris. Now the Aruch Haner and the Chazanish asked the Kasha and the Shari Melech from the Mishnah Sachem. The Mishnah Sachem at the end of the fifth parak Tam Mishka, Dav Samach Dalam and Aleph, that says in the Mishnah, how do they make a Karim Pesach? So it says, Shachar Yisrael v'kibul Kayin. Yisrael shachs and the Kayin's Mekabal Adab. And then that Mishnah says at the end, K'maseyu b'chayil kach maseyu b'shabbos. Whatever they did b'chayil, they also did b'shabbos with just one or two exceptions like the Mishnah says. So Vayis says, this din of Shachar Yisrael v'kibul Kayin applies in Shabbos as well. So you see klar that even Yisrael could shach the Karim Pesach on Shabbos. You see that Yisrael could do the Shkita of a Karim Tzibur, a carbon that's mutter to bring on Shabbos. So the Shash also asks his kasha on himself, and he says, maybe the carbon Pesach is different because the chachila, the mitzvah shkipta, is bevailim. But I think it's a little bit more than that. I mean, what's the svara b'chlal? It's not a good kasha. You see, gedolim want to learn up in Rashi, and there's an indication from the Tshuva Sirasha, though some gedolim want to be matcha, then even though the shkit is kosher, the carbon seed will be kosher, but the zar is going to be over chil Shabbos. What's the vart? It's very, very shvet. But if there's a svar for it, you have to say, because when the Eibishter said, bring the carbon, who is the Eibishter talking to? Who's supposed to be bringing the carbon? The Kayan. So Mela, the Kahanim have to bring it, and only the Kahanim could bring it. If Yisrael brings it, he's over chil Shabbos. The Eibishter never told him to bring the carbon. Even though Kipshuta will say, that since the carbon has to be brought, man afkamina who does it. But this is what I guess you're going to have to say. The mitzvah was given specifically for the Kahanim, Yisraelim don't have a heter. Well, that could be by carbon tzibur. Mashenge by a carbon pesach, there's no such thing. The carbon pesach, every yachin has to bring the carbon pesach. Carbon tzibur is on the tzibur. But who on the tzibur? The Kahanim are in charge. Samael Yisraelim don't belong in the base of Mikdash, bringing the carbon anyway. Now, Shengen, the Karim Pesach, okay, the Karim Pesach is mut on the Chidim. Shachat Oysa Kalkal Das Yisrael, the Baal Amil is supposed to shecht it. And it works, such as Yisrael Kamaisai. But you can't say, you can't be medominant to. See, the Chazish brings another ayah. Because it says, by Vedish Yom Kippurim, the Kayan Gadol shechts it, and a Zar, and not a Zar, the Kayan Hedyet finishes the Shechita. The Kayan Gadol shechts two Samanim. But then he's busy doing Kabbalah Saddam, and the Kayin Hedyet finishes the Shechita. Because since you already did the main Shechita, so it's not called an Aveda, there's no Din Kayin Gadol. In fact, the Chazanish, but Lamaisi is doing an Issa Shabbos, Lamaisi is cutting the neck of a behemoth. He says, maybe you'll say that once it's shechted already, it's not an Issa Shabbos to cut it further, but he held not that way. The Teretz is, it doesn't matter, since this part of the Aveda is Mutter the Kayin Hedyet, it's Mutter, so who it did? The part of the Aveda that's Mutter Aydei Zar will be Mutter. I think you say the same tchia, because the Aveda Yisim HaKippurim is also not given specific, even though only the Kayin Gadol can actually do the Aveda, but the mitzvah of the Aveda is for the Kanim, to make sure that there's a Kayin Gadol doing it. So male, the parts of the Aveda the Kayin Hedyet can do, that wouldn't be called Chol Shabbos. Mashenka and a non-Kayin, a Zar, or even a Chol, they have no Shaykhahs to the Beis HaMikdash, they don't belong there. So even the Aveda they could do, There's no chil Shabbos. But it's a shverzach. Lamaisa carbon tzibur kibbutz and Shabbos. My nephew knew who did it. I saw also the shaylus yaivitz chelik veis simen kuf yaveis has an ericha son. Okay, he's arguing on his father. He wants to say that right. We said the chacham tzvi held that the tshuva sirash is not accurate when he says that he's a kain and the vaz zaki b'sheichin umavim b'shabbos. And Shaykh is live dafki, and Zohar can be Shaykh b'Shabbos. The Shaykh Shabbos once goes to explain why Zohar wouldn't be able to be Shaykh b'Shabbos. But it's a bissel shvet. Now the Gemara's kasha was that Shkita is Shkari b'Zohar, you don't have Zohar, so Lachar you don't have Shabbos either. And Akhtaris Amirin, the Gemara says, the problem is Rebbe Yisrael Zavar l'lav yatsasa. Right? So Avaris Amirin is Avara is l'lav yatsas. So the Gilei Nashash of Kivega on the side writes, "Ein Yishalim Berg Beis Yisham B'Seif Lachayid." The Mishani, Kevin Shu writes to be Kulam Kamevashelu. Now, since he wants it to be burnt, it's like cooking. And Bishul is Chiyuv Karis, a Chiyuv Skil, even according to Rabbi Yosi. So it's interesting. The Chai Adam Hilchas Shabbos Klal Chav brings the Gemara in Shabbos that says, "Hanaisin Eitz Betana Kadei Liavish Chayiv Yishemavashel." Someone has wood that's moist, and he wants to dry it out, and he puts it in the oven to dry it out. He's chayim mishum levashel. Taking wood and drawing it out in the oven, but with heat, processing the wood with heat, is a chayim levashel. So the Gemara says if you put it wood in the oven, yichayim mishum levashel. The Gemara discusses it, and Rashi says kedei liavish in order to dry it out. So fake the chay adam. What if you're not doing to dry it out? What if you put a log in the fireplace in order to burn it? But doesn't it become dried out before it gets burnt? So the chayre, it should be a psikvesha. It should be a psikvesha that it's drying out. And he brings this to Yerushalmi, and Makdei Vagav Zerach is Mevashel. So the Chai Adam says, yeah, but the Babli's Mefurish is not Mevashel. So you see, when you put a wood in the oven, even though it's a psikvesha, it's going to get dried out, but it's still not called Mevashel. Yerushalmi calls it Mevashel, but it's still not called Mevashel. That's what the Chai Adam says, but it doesn't explain why. Why isn't it Mevashel? And Koshkin, you'll have the kasha here. When you're going and taking the Ivarim on the Mizbech, so what happens first? Before they burn, they get roasted. When you burn meat, you're burning raw meat, so the meat gets roasted before it burns. So why isn't that Mevashel? So the Chayadim says, you see from this Gemara, it's not Mevashel. It didn't explain why. So the Minchas Kinuch, in his Sefer Meisach HaShavis, in the Minchas Kinuch, in Parashas Yisrael, he says, go like the Aruch. He doesn't care if it's roasted. Maybe it's just got burnt. So since he doesn't care that it's roasted, even though it's a psikvesha, it's a psikvesha nichalei. So according to the Aruch, it's not called a psikvesha. Famous Aruch, that a psikvesha nichalei is not called a psikvesha. But it's a bissel shverek, because what about the Rishonim that hold an Aruch and hold a psikvesha nichalei is also chayiv? Now it could be, by Shabbos, everyone holds its pata, because it's not melechas machshavis. That's a shaila. But the stipler says, in Be'edav, Simeon Ches, more partial, but it's Mekalkal. There's no tikkun. Mekalkal doesn't mean necessarily Mekalkal. Mekalkal means no tikkun. You're not gaining anything. When you put wood in the fireplace and it dries up, you're not gaining anything. If you put wood in order to dry it up, you want a solid piece of wood, and you dry it in the oven, so that's Mevashel. But if you put wood in order to burn it, what do you care if it dries up? It's a psikvesh l'nichalei. So here also, when you put the emirim on the Mizbech, so it's more than a psikvesh l'nichalei. That's what the disciple says. I'm sorry. He says it's not misakin. There's no tikkun b'chol. It's not only it's l'nichalei. He doesn't care about it. There's no tikkun. So it's called mekalkal. So he asks the kasha. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Mem Vav says, if you roast the emirim before you burn them on the mizbech, that's not called reyach nichayach. When you burn emirim on the mizbech, there's a din. You need reyach nichayach. It should have a good smell. So if you put the emirim on the mizbech and let it burn, so it makes a good smell. It makes a smell of roasted meat. So that's called reyach nichayach. But if you would roast it before and then put on mizbech, you're being mivatel the inyan of reyach nichayach. As I state the Gemara Daf Mem Vav. So fact the stipel, very good. So why is it Mevashel here? So he says, very interesting. He says, here is Zohar is doing it. So, B'negeya, the Ikka HaKtar that the Zohar does, that you can't say is Mekalkal. Why? Because the din of him Ola Yerdu. And there is a Kiyam of HaKtar, even if a Zohar does it. Even though a Zohar does it, it's a Pasul HaKtar. But L'maisa is a din of Ola Yerdu. So the ma'isa, there is a kiyum of aktara. Mashenka, the din of reich nichayach, since anyway it's a pasul aktara, anyway there's no din of reich nichayach. It's not a reich nichayach. So mela, that's why it's not mevashel. The stipler has a cheshbon there in the middle. He wants to say that when you have a kosher aktara, you're talking about oivim mishum mevashel. Our sugi says it's not mevashel, because by a pasul aktara, you're not gaining anything with the bishul. It says that in lechus makshevis. But by a kosher actor, he's saying it would be mevashel. Now I want to say one ara though. This whole discussion we're having, starting from the Chai Adam, that brings the raya from now Gemara. Now, when you putting a wood in the fire to burn it, you don't say this bishul beforehand. It's only when you just want to dry it out. There's a raya from now Gemara. The Amorim, you don't say this bishul beforehand. Shaila is why not? We said the Minchas Chinuch, the Grace of Nichalei. We said this stipel because it's not Misakin. Fine, it's not Melachas Machshavis. Right, that's the stipel was bothered. L'chayah, you do need it. You need the Reach Nechayach. The Teretz is the Pasuk Torah. You don't need the Reach Nechayach. But that's all the discussion. Should there be a din mevashel on that it's getting roasted before it's burnt? But the Yishalmi, I think, is saying a different word. The Yishalmi is saying the din mevashel. He says, came into Reitz to be ikulam. You want it to be burnt. The burning is the mevashel. Hisham is also maskim, the roasting before, and maybe he's not marks makshevis. But the burning is the mevashel. And the Bavli doesn't hold that way. The Bavli holds the varah l'lav yasis. It's only a varah. But the Yishalmi holds this mevashel. And what's the word? If you burn a chayvitz, that's not cooking. Even according to the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says, Kevin, the rates to be kulam have a mevashel. Because the Indian of Bishal is to improve something or change something through heat. When you want the chayvitz to turn into afer, so you want that improvement, the Yishalmi calls that Bishal. But if it's not what you want, it says b'chal not vishal. Not a chefs of vishal b'chal. You see, you find the similar thing, that sometimes something can be called the malacha only because that's your kavana, and if it's not your kavana, it's b'chal the malacha. Not because it's ain't shikha l'gufa, or because it's makalkal. Because the Marshal tells him, Sech the Shabbos, that I ain't gimel me basic. The Marshal says, Zayim v'tzarech le'etzim chayiv shtayim. If you're pruning a tree, and you need the wood, say chayiv shtayim. What if you don't need the wood? So he says, even if your malacha shein shicha legufa is chayiv, but here, when you're cutting the wood off the tree, that's not called kaitzer. Only if you need the wood. If you take off a fruit and you don't need the fruit, that'll be telling malacha shein shicha legufa. But if you cut wood off a tree and you don't need the wood, that's b'chal na kaitzer. He says, just like kareya manas lifa mechach manas lichdaiv, when you rip something, if you're ripping it on manas to sow it, that's a malacha of kriya. But if it's not on manas to sow it, it's b'chal not a malacha. When you raise something on manas to write something in its place, that's a malacha. But otherwise, not a malacha. And he brings Rabbi Yechon and says, if you have pickles and you squeeze them, if you're squeezing them in order to soften them, but not because you want to get out the water, it's mutter. You're allowed to do it. It's not a malacha altogether. But if you squeeze it to get out the water, it's chayev chatas. He says, why is it mutter? Why is it a makshen shichel gufa? It must be because it's not disha b'chlal. Squeezing water out of a pickle is not disha unless you need the water. But if you need the water, then it is. That's what Taisa says. So he brings kama, Taisa already brings kama examples. Zayim mitzarech le'etzim, cutting wood off a tree is not the same as cutting pears off a tree or cutting wheat. Cutting wood off a tree is kaitzer only if you need the wood. Squeezing pickles is only disha if you need the water. The stipler there, Simulam Bar, brings a lot of other examples of such a thing. Like the Magen Mishnah says, if you have a metal that's red hot, and you put out the, you mechabe the red hot metal, you mechabe gechel shalmachis, if you mechabe to make the metal better, it's tikkun kli, and if not, it's not tikkun kli b'chlal. Or if you cut a toothpick, if you're doing it to make a toothpick out of it, then it's a siyas kli. But if you're not doing it to make a toothpick out of it, it's not a siyas kli b'chlal. It means kama v'kama d'gmais to such a thing. So the chayyad is saying, this is the pshat in Yerushalmi. When you burn something, if the point of the burning is to get the heat from the fire, or the point of the burning is stopped to destroy the object, but you don't care about the ashes b'chlal, so then that's not mevashel. But if the point is you want ashes, I guess by Akhtara, the idea is to make it into ashes. He writes to be kulam. So according to the Yishalmi, that would be called mevashel. That's what the Yishalmi is mashma. Before we discussed if the roasting before it gets burnt is called mevashel. The Yishalmi is mashma, the burning itself is called mevashel. When you want the ashes, the burning itself is called mevashel.